From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. Today is Friday, April 19th. Twenty-four years ago today, 168 people were killed in a terrorist attack in downtown Oklahoma City. The site of the bombing is now the Oklahoma City National Memorial, where one of its defining symbols is the survivor's tree. Today, a sapling grown from survivor tree seeds will be planted in Scissortail Park. Bill Crum covers Oklahoma City City Hall, and Bill, you wrote about the tree and the sapling that's going to be planted in the new downtown park. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. The idea goes back to about 2010, and Mayor Cornett, who brought it up to the folks in the museum, and he thought it would be an appropriate way to preserve the legacy of the survivor tree. Of course, the tree survived the blast on April 19th, 1995. Mm-hmm. It's an American elm. It had not really been taken very good care of. It was in the middle of an asphalt parking lot before that day. Since then, it's become a symbol of the resiliency mm-hmm. of the city, I think you would say.
Yeah.
And they take much better care of it now. They also take seeds from it, and they're propagated throughout the state and country. And those trees are being replanted literally throughout the United States and will grow over the coming decades and I think be recognized as symbols of Oklahoma City's perseverance in the face of disaster, really.
Yeah, and that tree is kind of at a part where you can look over the memorial.
It is.
And used, as you talk about, as a symbol. It's the logo of the marathon that will be held next week. You know, it's interesting to me, not being from Oklahoma City, but living here for several years. I mean, the bombing is very real to a lot of people, but then there's a lot of people in Oklahoma City who either weren't alive yet or were living in a different place. A lot of people have moved to Oklahoma City since then. So it's kind of a mixture of how much of a personal connection, if any, people have to that kind of important part of the history. The park, the Scissortail Park, which is being built in downtown, this kind of new, you know, giant capital project that's going to be kind of serving as the city's new living room. Why was it important, and you kind of mentioned this already, but why was it important for former Mayor Cornett to have this be a part of it? And talk a little bit about kind of the impact the bombing had on him. He wasn't mayor yet, wasn't in politics right. yet, but the impact right. it had and how it changed his life.
Well, I think, first of all, the park is in many ways the almost culmination of the past 25 years.
Yeah.
MAPS had been proposed and passed in 1993, really had not started yet at that point. And I think rightfully gets credit for the Renaissance downtown and also throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
And the park is a MAPS project, and along with the convention center, which is right across the street,
yeah.
probably as visible as visible a project, MAPS project, and also as broadly conceived, I guess.
Yeah.
As any project in MAPS.
Yeah, this is definitely a project that people can participate in.
Everybody,
you know, free of charge at the park.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's a public park. You can come down there. You can walk around. You can throw frisbees. You name it. Anybody can come in, and there will be activities in that park for people who want to reflect on what's going on in their lives, mm-hmm. who want to bring their kids to play in the water, fountains, and a huge variety of things. And so Mick, shouldn't call him Mick, I should call him former Mayor Mick Cornett, was a sportscaster at the time in 1995. He worked at KFCO. And he told me that he had developed a reputation as being something of an on-air comedian in his role as a sportscaster. And he was crazy about sports since he was a little kid. And he worked the night before the bombing, anchored the news, which would have been on a Tuesday evening. The bombing happened on Wednesday morning. And he went home late that night and slept late the next morning and was awakened when the house shook. And he had no idea at that point what had happened. And he said that he stayed home for the next several days because there was really no role in the news coverage as that week unfolded for a funny sportscaster, as the way he put it. And on that, the following Sunday night, his boss asked him to come into work. And he said, what can I possibly do or add to the work we're doing? And she said, I want you to come in. He spoke with her about what they were going to do. And he said, he suggested that what they do was just talk about how he felt about the bombing after about 4 days in to what is a 24-year process is still unfolding. And he said he spoke for about a minute, and he had gotten the idea that there were people in town who thought even then that it was time to move on. And he said he spoke about why he didn't think it was time to move on. And then in the next few years, he thought about a career change, basically, and doing something in public service, as it turned out, that would be meaningful and more significant than being the funny sportscaster.
Yeah.
Well, so that's how he came to it.
Yeah, that was an interesting part of the story. Well, obviously, it changed the trajectory of his life, so many lives across the city.
Right.
Changed the whole trajectory of the city. Bill, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely.
That does it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Ben Felder.